Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info.
This is your call to action. Get prepared, America. Economy, survival, energy, disasters. This is USAPrepares.com. Informative radio, educational radio. Interact now by emailing instructor at USAPrepares.com or text at 434-390-7953. Class, please take your seats. Now, your instructor, Vincent Fennelli.
Everyone all set? Cocked, locked. Hour number two of USA Prepares. If you heard the top of the hour news, you probably heard something like the UK is going to ban new gasoline-powered cars by 2030. Sounds like a long way off. That's 10 years away. I'm stunned. And so Boris Johnson made this pledge, his prime minister, that as part of a plan for a green industrial revolution, they're going to create 250,000 jobs in energy, transport, and technology. Well, absolutely, they could. Because to switch over from gasoline and diesel-powered vehicles to electric-powered vehicles, they're going to have to build some infrastructure. They're going to have to put these charging stations in everywhere. The problem is we don't have enough electricity to charge all these vehicles that run on gasoline and diesel power. And if you remember, the UK, those are the guys who said, boy, you know, we really want to encourage you to switch to diesel, clean diesel, because you can get more efficiency out of a diesel engine than you can out of a gasoline engine. That's absolutely true. You can. But then they decided that they were choking because of all the diesel cars, and diesels aren't as clean as they appeared to think they were. And the problem with diesels is they smell. So there's a technology that cleans up the smell. But, you know, the good thing about diesel is that the particles that come out of the exhaust pipe of the older diesels, it would be black and sooty, but it would fall down to the earth quickly, within a couple hours. The new gasoline-powered engines, the particles are so tiny, they stay airborne for months. So there's this belief that just because you can't, what you can't see is okay. It's not okay. So what we should be doing, in my opinion, is making vehicles more efficient. More efficient. Okay. Now, the government, do you think that they have catalytic converters on their fleet? Do you think that they have catalytic converters on their tanks and aircraft and helicopters? Do you think President Trump has a catalytic converter on his jet? How about his helicopter? You think so? The answer is no. And we don't have catalytic converters on military vehicles either. We don't have catalytic converters on the bombs and the projectiles and the explosives that we detonate. Yeah. You know, when we beat up little countries. So, again, it's the little guy who bears the brunt of these government whims and wishes. As for me, I don't know of anything other than nuclear energy that has more density of energy per unit of mass than gasoline. Well, actually, diesel. Diesel's number one. Gasoline might be number two. Propane or liquefied natural gas might be number three in terms of energy portability and density. So the reason we use diesel and gasoline, the reason our farm tractors use diesel is because there's no gasoline-powered engine that is that powerful that can run those tractors. That's why we use diesel. Diesel has more energy per unit of mass than gasoline. Diesel engines last longer. I've had a tractor that's 1974. 74. 84, 94, 04, 14. That's 46
years old.
It's almost, yeah, almost 50 years old. It's a diesel. Yeah. And they, you can even buy them on Craigslist. You can search Ford 3000, Ford 3000 tractor, and you'll see what it looks like. It's blue. And you can buy them, and you can buy parts for them. But once, my forecast is once the United Kingdom decides that, okay, that's it for new gasoline-powered and diesel-powered vehicles, you will have a real tough time getting parts for them. Because who wants to make parts for something that they're going to be fewer of every year? That's going to be a problem. So this plan will probably force people into buying these electric vehicles. And then if they decide they don't want you to drive, no problem. Just shut down the grid. Or there'll be software that they can send wirelessly to your vehicle that says, no, we're not going to let you charge it today. How about that? Or they can say, you know what? We're not going to let you unlock your car today. You can't get in it anymore until we say so. I really like a vehicle that has gasoline or diesel that has a key that you put the key in the lock cylinder. You turn it, you know, a quarter of a turn, and it unlocks the door. I like an ignition key that you put the key in the ignition. It doesn't have a battery. It doesn't have a transponder. It doesn't. It's not electronic. It's just a plain old switch. I kind of like that. You know, my kind of on a tangent here, but my first car was really not a car. It was a truck. My first vehicle that I owned that I bought was $675. It was a four-wheel drive Willys, W-I-L-L-Y-S, Jeep with a snowplow and a lift, you know, to raise and lower the snowplow, four-wheel drive. And I used it to, I used the snowplow to pay for the Jeep. And, you know, it was a business as a teenager, I had a little business and plowed snow with my car, which was a truck. And if you want to see what this Jeep looked like, you can go watch Combat, you know, that TV series that I've been telling you about from the 1960s. My Jeep was a newer model than the one they had in World War II. And the only difference was that mine had a hood that was like 2 inches taller. Same square shape, same light, same seat, same dash, same everything. Except the hood was a little taller because instead of a flathead four-cylinder engine, it had a F-head. So four of the valves were in the head, four of the valves were in the block. So they needed to raise the hood just for that clearance. Other than that, it looked virtually identical. And to the untrained eye, you'd say it was a World War II Jeep. So what I'm saying is simple is really kind of nice. It really is. Complicated is really a problem. And we're getting more complicated. And this thing really bothers me because it seems to me that they will be able to control, those ubiquitous they, the ruling elite, the controllers of we the villagers, they will be able to control where you go because they can put transponders in cars and they can say, you know what? I think that guy didn't pay his parking meter fee. So shut down that car. It doesn't matter where it is. Just shut it down. They send the signal to the satellite. The satellite sends it back down, and the car stops. I think that's where we're going. And I don't like it. And that's not going to work with my truck because my truck doesn't understand those signals. And neither does my car. And that's where I want to be. I don't want people unlocking my vehicle remotely. I don't want them starting my vehicle remotely. I don't want them calling my vehicle and say, yo, wherever you are, come here. You know, and have this vehicle automatically start up from a parking place around the block and go to wherever they want it to go. Maybe on a flatbed truck and then haul it away and steal it that way. I don't want that to happen. And it's not going to happen with my trucks and cars and tractors because they're not smart enough to come when they're called. Gwyneth, any comments?
Yeah, as soon as I heard that about the smart vehicles, my first thought was, how monumentally stupid is that? Because actually it takes more energy to run an electric vehicle than what it takes to run a diesel-powered or petrol-powered or propane-powered vehicle. Because you have to use some sort of energy to generate the electricity, and then you get a charge, and then you get a loss through the transmission of the electricity, even if it's just a few meters, even if you have your own solar power system. I've had an electric trike, okay? It's still out there, but it needs a new battery. I'll get to fixing it one day. That's job number 674 on the list, okay? It's quite a way down the list. My thought is that people forget that the nobility in England, that is the people who run the show in England, okay, to this day still all know how to ride horses. And many of them still have carriages. Like, for instance, I don't know, Her Majesty Queen Elizabeth II has quite a collection of carriages. So she's going to be fine. Whether or not she's, you know, or when it comes to the time when she passes on, as she will inevitably at some stage, then it will be King William, you know. And then King William will have his fleet of horse-drawn carriages. Every nobleman and every noble woman in England, every member of the aristocracy and blue blood class, they all, practically all, know how to ride horses because it is a part of their childhood education. And many of them own horses, especially if they live on country estates. And I think that, you know, they're going to say, well, you know, we might have an electric car sitting in the garage because, you know, whatever. But we also have the option of riding our horses to get from A to B. You know? And I think that this is where it's going. And my other thought of this is, what are they going to do about all the agricultural machinery that needs to be out there? Are they going to go back to horse-drawn agricultural machinery? And this is a technology that's almost dead, that there might be, you know, 10 or 20 teams of, you know, horse-drawn farm teams in the whole of the UK. Yeah, how are they going to harvest their crops? How are they going to sow their crops? How are they going to plow their fields, you know, without diesel engines? Or are they going to make an exception? Or are they going to say, oh, well, we'll run, you know, electric-powered plows? You can't do that because plows, harvesters, all of these equipment, they need such an energy density to do the work that they need to do. You cannot practically run these on an electric system. Does that make sense, Vincent?
Right.
As a farmer.
Absolutely. And I'll share a little bit more when we come back. We'll be right back.
Yep.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Now, there is Reveal. Beverly Hills celebrity dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman took nearly a decade to develop Reveal from natural botanicals to return to a full body head of hair. Reveal for men and women with a 30-day money-back guarantee at GCNLife.com or toll free 844-443-6637. 844-443-6637. Reveal at GCNLife.com.
Warning, if you're drowning in debt you can't afford, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to pay it all back, because you don't. What the credit card companies don't want you to know is that there's actually a way to get debt-free without paying off your entire debt or going bankrupt. If you have $10,000 or more in credit card debt, you now have the right to let us settle that debt for a fraction of what you owe. For free information, call Credit Associates now. 1-800-900-8407. We'll even show you how much money you could save. If you can't afford to pay off all your debt, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to. Call Credit Associates now for free information on how to get debt-free faster than you ever thought possible without debt consolidation or bankruptcy. We depend on your success and offer a guarantee, so there's no risk. For free information, call now. 1-800-900-8407. That's 1-800-900-8407. 1-800-900-8407.
Anytime, any place, anywhere. Radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Pencils, paper, notebooks, iPads. Class is now in session. USAPrepares.com. Educational radio. Set your memory to high power. Your USAPrepares.com instructor, Vincent Finelli, at the controls.
So, you know, we think that Elon Musk, this brilliant inventor, you know, invented the electric vehicle. That's not true. You know, in 1859, that's 1859, the lead-acid battery was invented. And by a few years later, 1881, there were significant improvements, and the electric, the battery, the lead-acid battery that was rechargeable, began being made on an industrial scale. By, well, that year, there was an early electric vehicle, 1881. Then 7 years later, 1888, there was a more of a practical type electric kind of car. And it was it looked like an open-air stagecoach. In 1899, there were electric cabs on the streets of Washington, D.C. By 1904, there was a real practical rechargeable battery electric car. I saw it. I happened to be in a museum, and there it was. So when you think of Elon Musk and all of his great achievements, what he does is he capitalizes on others' technologies. Space launches, tunneling machines that drill holes into the ground, the electric vehicle, things like that. He didn't invent any of this. The concepts were already in place, and others have done the groundbreaking work. But this thought that the electric vehicle is going to save you, not true. As a matter of fact, I was reading a story about charging stations, you know, these superchargers, where you can charge quickly your vehicle, your electric vehicle, in Australia, where Gwyneth is right now. And it costs more per mile, to drive a vehicle like a BMW, an electric vehicle, as compared to a BMW. So it costs more to drive one of these electric vehicles. Now, forget the cost of the electric vehicle being really high. I'm just talking about the cost per mile for the energy to move that thing. Costs more if you use a supercharger. Now, you could have a solar array that Gwyneth does and I do, and you could charge your vehicle, you know, for free, assuming you own the solar system. And you could charge it for like a couple weeks and get enough charge to go to town. And maybe enough charge to get back. But if you think that you can, you know, stick some solar cells on the, you know, on the skin of your vehicle and you can just drive forever because you'll be charging while you're driving, that's nonsense. There's not enough real estate on the vehicle's skin to put enough solar panels to charge with any significant amount to get you there and back. It's not going to happen. So I think these electric cars are just, I think they're toys. They're absolutely toys. And, you know, when it comes time for an overhaul, which is let's pull out that battery bank. Are you going to do that? Do you have the crane to get that battery bank out of the car, take the car apart? Do you have that? Or do you just throw away that car because, well, it's 7 years and the battery's shot? Or do you spend the $10,000 or $12,000 to get a new battery bank? Because, well, it only lasts that long. I mean, does anybody think about this? If I were in a showroom and I were looking at a $60,000 or $70,000 vehicle, I would have the question, so tell me about the maintenance. Oh, you don't have to worry about that. Never? Well, you know, 7 years, but that's so far away, you don't have to worry about that. And what happens in 7 years? Well, you'll need a new battery. That's all? Just a new battery? Yeah. How much do they cost? Oh, I don't know, $8,000, $10,000, $12,000, maybe $15,000. You know, the next words out of my mouth would probably be, you're out of your mind. I'm not doing that. So what happens? People rent these things, or they lease them, because they can't face what happens next when that battery goes dead. Gwyneth, any comments? Did we lose Gwyneth? I don't know. Gwyneth, are you there? I'll tell you what. Let's reconnect with Gwyneth during this bottom of the hour break. And let's talk about chickens when she comes back. Your dial is set to USA Prepares. I'm Vincent Finelli. And we're just a bunch of volunteers teaching things that we think you might be interested in learning.
Hello, can you hear me now, Vincent?
Business owners body slammed by overwhelming debt. If your business is in trouble, hassled by creditors, if you're frustrated, finally fed up with big business bailouts while your business has been left for dead, please listen close. There's a brand new fast-track bankruptcy. Some have even called it the biggest small business bailout in American history. Designed for individuals and their businesses. And look, almost no one knows about this yet. My attorney wasn't even aware of it. The truth is, beating the system has never been easy because it's rigged in a sense against the little guy. But here's the jaw-dropping news nobody's talking about. They've literally just changed the system so that you can beat it. But only if you understand how the new game has to be played. Find out if you qualify at pocketsoflight.com. This government-backed small business repair program is still legal, but may not be renewed after the election. Fight back fairly. Fight back ethically at pocketsoflight.com.
USA USA Radio News with Lance Pry.
Pfizer says that more interim results from its ongoing coronavirus vaccine study suggests the shots are 95% effective and that the vaccine protects older people most at risk of dying from COVID-19. Earlier this week, Moderna announced that its vaccine appears to be 94.5% effective after its late-stage study. U.S. officials have said they hope to have about 20 million vaccine doses each from Moderna and Pfizer available for distribution around Christmas. Operation Warp Speed's first shots will be offered to frontline groups like medical and nursing home workers and people with serious health conditions. According to a new Reuters poll conducted this week, 52% of all Republicans believe President Donald Trump rightfully won the U.S. election, but that it was stolen from him by widespread voter fraud that favored Democrat Joe Biden. The Reuters poll was conducted nationwide with 1,346 participants, slightly favoring the Democrats. USA Radio News.
You hear the headlines. You know health insurance is a real mess right now. Premiums have skyrocketed, and in most cases, you're stuck with your plan until open enrollment. But there's a government rule that allows you to qualify for lower health insurance rates if your life has changed. That means if you've changed jobs, if you're having a child, if you're getting married, if you're getting divorced, even if you run a small business or you're self-employed, this law may qualify you to get lower health insurance rates. Call the Health Insurance Hotline today. Learn how this 10-minute call can help you get lower health insurance rates. This is a free service to help consumers learn the laws to help them qualify for lower health insurance rates. So call right now to learn more. 800-670-0946. 800-670-0946. Call 800-670-0946. 800-670-0946.
As the military continues to lower troop levels in the Middle East, the mission does not change. USA Radio News' Dan Araki has the details.
The United States will draw down troop levels in Afghanistan and Iraq by the middle of January. The official order came Tuesday that will lower troop levels in both countries to 2,500 by January 15th. Acting Defense Secretary Christopher Miller announced the drawdown, saying the move does not change U.S. priorities in the region.
This is consistent with our established plans and strategic objectives, supported by the American people, and does not equate to a change in U.S. policy or objectives. Moreover, this decision by the President is based on continuous engagement with his National Security Cabinet over the past several months.
But some don't agree with the drawdown. Senate Majority Leader Mitch McConnell says a precipitous withdrawal would be a mistake.
I think it's extremely important here in the next couple of months not to have any earth-shaking changes with regard to defense and foreign policy. I think a precipitous drawdown in either Afghanistan or Iraq would be a mistake.
From the USA Radio News Ohio Bureau, I'm Dan Naraki.
Nicaraguan officials are reporting Iota is considered the strongest hurricane in history to hit Nicaragua and has taken six lives in the Central American country. Iota made landfall Tuesday as a Category 4 hurricane with heavy rains, damaging winds, flooding, landslides. Now a tropical storm, Iota is nearing Honduras. For USA Radio News, I'm Lance Pry.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Now, there is Reveal. Beverly Hills celebrity dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman took nearly a decade to develop Reveal from natural botanicals to return to a full body head of hair. Reveal for men and women with a 30-day money-back guarantee at GCNLife.com or toll-free 844-443-6637. 844-443-6637. Reveal at GCNLife.com.
It's gonna be sliding.
What are today's hot?
Keep it. You've got your
take. My, when you go to the
for 2 seconds.
Class is back in session. Turn up the volume. USAPrepares.com with the original survival economist, Vincent Fennelli.
Exposing the holes in the alleged practicality of the electric car, the modern electric car. And we need to talk about chickens, Gwyneth, but can you spend a few minutes? I think you know what it's like to be without electricity. And if you have an electric-powered car and you don't have electricity, you're not going anywhere.
Right. Not only that, didn't they just shut all their lead mines about 20 years ago?
About 5 years ago, Barry Satoro in the United States. Yeah, well, there was a Doe Run lead mine right around our neck of the woods, and it provided a lot of lead that was used in the wars, you know, like projectile lead, bullets.
Yep.
And Barry thought that we don't need any lead, so it's dangerous to the environment. He got the mines shut down. You know, Barry. Yep. And by the way, that's the material that's used in car batteries. That's the material that's used in lots of things. Lots of things.
It's used in the type of typical batteries that you get in electric cars, funnily enough.
So,
you know,
why don't you tell us what it's like?
Well, it's like this. We no longer have a problem with the polarity of our battery, but even if you've got a nickel iron battery, okay, which has the greatest longevity of any type of electric battery, you've got to change the electrolyte about every 10 years. And then it's a whole process of getting the charge back into the battery after you've changed over the electrolyte, which can be a really, really prolonged process. You know, and, you know, it's something where it just, you can't rush this. I suppose if you had a generator, you might be able to, oh, hang on, that's a diesel engine, and we've just banned diesel engines, haven't we? You know, these people have not thought this through. Once you have changed the electrolyte, you just have to wait for that battery just to charge up to a certain level and to get its memory back of what it's supposed to do. And once it's got its memory back, it's all good and it's all fine, you know. But until that time, it's just each day is a little bit better than the last. And you just try to put as little stress on the battery as possible, which means that you can't run the inverter when you've just changed over the electrolyte. You may be able to charge a cell phone or two, which is why I can do the radio broadcast now, because I was able to charge my cell phone this afternoon. And I think that within a week, it'll probably be all good to go. It'll probably be just about back to normal within about a week. But trying to explain to my son that he can't charge his cell phone and his tablet and his this and that and the other, because we need every single little ounce of electricity of those 3,000 watts of solar panels just to get the batteries charged, you know. They don't understand this. They have closed all their mines in the UK. Where are they going to get the lead from for all these batteries that they're going to have for these deep cycle batteries for these electric cars? And even if they decide to say, oh, well, lithium, where are they going to get the lithium? It's just changed to another element. You can't just say, oh, we'll make some lithium. No, you can't just make lithium. It's an element. It's the third element on the periodic table after hydrogen and helium. And there's a thing about elemental substances. You can't just make them because they're atoms. Okay? So you can't, you have to mine them out of the ground somewhere. Or you have to obtain them from some compound. Okay? Or usually a combination of the two. These people have not thought this through. They are, and of course, you can see the solution that's going to come down the track. Oh, we'll just buy the lead off of China. Really? Then you just enslave yourself to China for all eternity, you know? And now China has you by the neck. And and they can decide what happens to your economy on the turn of a dime, as you say in America. They have not thought this through. Boris Johnson has not thought this through. He's always come across as a bit of a fop, which means, we will just do this, we will just do that, ha-ha. You know, and the type of person who really doesn't think about things too deeply, who just decides they're going to do something without thinking what to do, how to do it. And I can tell you that if I had decided to just go out and capture that bee swarm this afternoon, it would not have gone well. I can tell you that right now. If you're going to plan to do anything, okay, if you're going to plan to buy and break in a horse or plow a field or, you know, raise some cattle or whatever you decide to do in your life, you have to have a good think, and you have to sit down and you have to take account of all of the various ins and outs and what can go wrong, and I better prepare for this eventuality or that eventuality, you know, that you've got to do that. And, you know, Boris Johnson clearly has not thought about this. He's just had somebody come to him and says, this will be a good idea. This will win you lots of votes. And I can tell you, Boris Johnson, this will crash your economy. Maybe that's your intention in the first place. Maybe you really are a sellout. Maybe you really are a traitor to your own country. You know, I really, the more time goes on, the more I think that actually is the case, that he is a traitor to the whole British people, you know. And I think that ordinary British people are going to figure out how the cow is going to eat the cabbage, because there's a lot of people of my age and older in Britain who remembered when the mines shut in Britain, tin mines, coal mines, lead mines. Britain has such a wealth of mineral resources. That is what enabled it to launch on the whole world and form an empire. You know, the fact that Britain has vast lead deposits enabled it to become a mighty military power, because they didn't have to go anywhere else except their own shores for the lead. This is it. And you can't have a military without lead. It doesn't work. And you might say, oh, yeah, depleted uranium. Well, yeah, if you want to poison the whole world forever. And lead is poisonous too, but lead in its ordinary form is not radioactive. So depleted uranium, you can make projectiles out of it, but it's far worse for the land that you capture than lead is, because you actually turn the whole landscape radioactive, you know. They haven't thought about this.
Right. In the mid-1970s, the government of the United States decided that they were going to do something to protect people in automobiles. And there was a ruling that came down that automobile manufacturers would have to have bumpers. These used to be these chrome-plated steel bumpers. They had to be able to absorb a 5-mile-an-hour impact without damaging the vehicle. Like, the headlights would still work, you know, with a 5-mile-an-hour impact. Now, 5 miles an hour is like walking, literally. Okay, and the automobile manufacturers had such a difficult time making a bumper, because the government said you will be able to sustain a 5-mile-an-hour impact without damaging the headlights and the grill. Well, they really couldn't do it. That meant that all the bumpers, now think about this, that means all the bumpers on all the vehicles, trucks, cars, have to be the same height, right? And they have to be shaped so that they can sustain this impact. Well, a few years later, they figured out that it really wasn't such a good idea. They couldn't do it. So they had to drop it in 1982 to 2.5 miles an hour, which is way, way less force than 5 miles an hour. It's not half. It's way, way less force. So that's just one example of government saying, oh, here's what we're going to do. It's like this idiot that we've got who ran for state representative. And what he wanted to do was he wanted to lease out the median between the north and south and east and west bound lanes of a highway. So what he wanted to do is take, you know, the highway and, you know, all that grass that's in between. What a pain it is to cut that, right? So he wanted to lease that to farmers. Let them go out there with their hay mowers and their hay rakes and their hay balers and let them cut the grass. And we'll lease it to them. So not only will they do all the work for the government, but they will pay the government for the hay. What this moron didn't realize was that's the most toxic, polluted grass outside of Chernobyl.
Yeah.
And that's what he wanted to feed the cows. Think about 24 hours a day, trucks, trailers, leaking tanks, all that stuff, little bits of rubber from the tires as they wear out, all the exhaust pollution, all that right on the grass. And then as the vehicles leak oil, well, it rains, the roads are sloped so that the oil runs onto the grass. The grass catches the oil, the water, and it's a filter. And it stays in the filter. And so what we do is we bundle that grass up, feed it to cows, get milk from the cows, get beef from the cows. You get your daily allotment of pollution from McDonald's when you eat their beef. The children get it if they went to school and had milk with their lunch, if they went to school. This is the kind of lack of science that we have in our government. These guys run for office and they've got no clue. And I remember talking to a Missouri state representative, and he voted to turn corn into fuel at way more cost, at way less efficiency than gasoline. And I looked that guy square in the eye and I said, did you ever take a science class? Did you? Those are the people who are telling us what to do. No clue. Except they do know how to take bribes. They do know how to do that. Gwyneth, I'll be right back. Gwyneth, do you want to talk about chickens when we come back?
I'd like to make a last comment about the...
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
It's not over. Sadly, our nation is going through tough times again, with no end in sight. And nobody knows what might happen next year. That's why it's a good idea to plan ahead, so you aren't caught off guard. Nothing's more important than having enough food to eat, and we're here to help. We're My Patriot Supply, America's leading emergency preparedness company. We provide long-term emergency food that lasts up to 25 years in storage. When grocery stores run empty or disasters strike, our foods will be there when you need it most. Act now and secure at least a 4-week emergency food kit full of tasty meals that provide 2,000 calories a day. We have dozens of emergency food storage kits to choose from. When the government tells you not to go out, you can have the peace of mind that comes from being prepared. When you order from MyPatriotSupply.com, your food will arrive discreetly at your doorstep in no time. Prepare today. Time is short. MyPatriotSupply.com. That's MyPatriotSupply.com.
Do you feel like many of us? All the distractions in the world taking our minds and focus off what really needs to get done day to day? Well, Jeunesse has a dietary supplement called Mind to help with mental distraction, and it supports memory function. Go to GCNLife.com now to check it out. You're only at your best when your mind is at its best. Go to GCNLife.com or call toll-free 844-443-6637. That's GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
If you are trying to quit drinking or doing too many drugs, listen to me. You don't know me and we'll never meet. I had a problem like you once. I drank and used to party a little too much till it got out of control and almost ruined my life. I realized I needed help to fix my problem before it totally destroyed me. If you've tried to fix your drinking and drug problem and you know you can't do it alone, you need to call the National Treatment Advisors. They'll immerse you into a 30-day program to replace your old habits with new habits and totally change your life. And if you have PPO private health insurance, the entire program may be covered. Fix your problem right now before it gets any worse. Get clean. Call now and learn more. 800-296-1252. 800-296-1252. 800-296-1252. 800-296-1252.
No other network provides the level of customer service we do. When it comes to radio advertising, we are your one-stop shop. And no matter how big or small your business is, we can help. Email us at advertise@gcnlive.com, and an experienced advertising executive will help you take the first step towards driving more customers to your business or website. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
No whining, only expert guests and seasoned opinions. Instruction that matters. At the controls, Vincent Finelli.
Gwyneth is with us. Gwyneth, I just have a couple very quick comments. Class, paper products are disappearing off store shelves across the country. Where that would be evidence is in Washington State, California, Virginia, Indiana, Ohio, New Jersey, New York, Michigan, and Missouri. And if you're thinking about buying long-term storage foods, you know, semi-long, like dry spaghetti in boxes, I suggest you avoid the Aldi and Walmart's Great Value brand of traditional spaghetti, because our experience is it grows bugs before the Best Buy date. As a matter of fact, we returned some to Aldi, and our return caused a national, I'm talking about the Finelli family, we caused a national removal from the shelves of pasta from Aldi because we showed them. We said, looky here, bugs in sealed boxes. Okay. So same thing with Walmart's Great Value. Now, maybe it's made in the same factory. I don't know. Next very quick thing, Springfield, Missouri. The doctors, the administration of the hospitals in Springfield are asking the government of the state, corrupt state of Missouri, for a mask ordinance. The hospital, one hospital, has added 32 or is adding 32 more rooms for COVID. And they're going to put probably two people in a room. That's 72 more treatment room beds for COVID. They are already full at capacity right now. So for those of you who think that the coronavirus is fake and fraud, all you have to do is read the internet, and you will see that it's out of control. And the panic is now in again for toilet paper, food, disinfectants, as 40 states have record daily increases in coronavirus cases. 20 states have reported an all-time high. Now, whether you believe this is real or not, the corona panic is absolutely here. Gwyneth, you had some comments to make?
Yeah, just quickly, cascading domino effect. I've always said that. It's more of an issue than any disease itself. You need to be concerned about the cascading domino effect. But what you were saying earlier about politicians, back in the day, okay, I mean, before the 20th century, if you were not a big business owner, you could not be a politician, okay? Because politicians did not get salaries in most places prior to the 20th century. Did you know that? People forget that, but that's actually true. So unless you were a, you know, really big business owner who could afford to, you know, take 6 months out of your year and just go and sit somewhere and help to run things, then you didn't get to do so, you know. I think that that's why over the last 4 years, America has actually had a lot of success, is because for the first time in almost 100 years, you have had a business magnate running the show. Somebody who has, you know, I mean, he got a bit of a start from his father. You know, he was born into a business household, let's just say. And when his father died, he left him $50 million. But he didn't waste that $50 million. Instead, Donald Trump invested it and used it to establish businesses. And yes, he failed a few times, but he eventually turned that $50 million into $500 million. And that is kudos to him, basically. And back at the problem that we have, more than just about anything else, is that we have people running the show who have never had to run anything in the real world. Okay? They've never had a farm. They've never been entrepreneurs and set up businesses from scratch. And most of them have never even done anything, you know, which is, as far as I'm concerned, this is the bottom feeder of entrepreneurship, is stock trading. Okay? Stock traders, in my humble opinion, are the bottom feeder level of entrepreneurship. But nevertheless, I tried stock trading and I failed miserably at it. I was no good at it. And if somebody can make a lot of money trading stocks, then they have a skill. They really have an ability there, because not everybody can do it, and I certainly can't do it. This is it. They've never had
to plan
anything. They've never had to run anything. And they're trying to run our lives.
Yeah, they are. And I have 2 degrees in finance and economics. And I'm here to tell you, unless you have an inside track, you're not going to make it. Gwyneth, thank you so much.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Introducing Reveal from GCNLife.com. Beverly Hills dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman invented Reveal, which contains polypeptides with natural botanicals and no parabens, sulfates, silicones, or dyes for a salon-quality hair growth product, Reveal. Here's Dr. Newman.
I've treated a lot of patients who lose their hair and they lose their confidence. We've created a unique set of polypeptides, which we call HPT6. The HPT6 contains the polypeptides from 6 different plants. The scalp infusion treatment should be used on wet or dry scalp. The Reveal hair care system is designed to be used for men and women alike.
Get Reveal at GCNLife.com with a 30-day money-back guarantee. So try Reveal today at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637. Plus a discount up to 25% off for Reveal at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.